Hello and welcome to episode 24 of the Darling and Darling podcast. And today we are both of us again, Tim and Simi, and we are going to talk about really fun stuff. So, Tim, what are we going to talk about?
We will be talking about startup ideas and why you would even want to think about that, why you would even want to start a startup, start your own business, and how you can find your place in the market where you can sell your products and where you can become successful as a business owner.
Well, that's amazing, I would say. So, how does one go about that?
Let's first start with the question, why would you even want to start an own business? And what I want to tell you is that that doesn't necessarily mean that you will work full-time in that business and that you will quit your job and that you will become billionaire with your new startup idea. It can also mean that you do something that is fun for you and where you can make some money on the side while you're still in your normal job. And for me, there are three reasons to start an own business. And one of them is money, because as I said, you can earn something on the side, or maybe it will turn into a full-time occupation with which you can just make more money than with your normal job that you're having right now. It gives you some independency because you can work on your own projects. You can shift it in a way that is fun for you, that you enjoy it. You don't have to do what your boss tells you, but you can incorporate your own ideas. You can work the hours that you want to work, and you just have more freedom with that. And it can also be a way of self-actualization, because it can be something that you really enjoy doing, that you want to be doing. It can also be something that you can help the society with. You can solve other people's problems and sell them a solution for that. So that can also be a form of actualizing yourself and your potential, and also supporting the people around you with the skills you have, with the strengths you have, and also with the passions and dreams you have.
I want to add there that it's also a completely valid reason to just share joy. So it doesn't have to be a problem solver necessarily. It can also be just something that shares joy or brings other people joy. So that's also a valid reason there.
Yes, I think what you mean is, for example, a design project, or also as we are working on books right now, which is not really solving a problem. Like, no one is out there and looks into their bookshelves and says to themselves, man, there are no good books out there and that we are the big problem solvers there. But we are just, yeah, we want to bring some joy in there. So I think that's what you want to say there. So yes, thank you for that comment. And as you said, I want to repeat that it can also be something that is just fun for other people, that is just something different, something new. And yeah, maybe just your unique perspective on something and your unique approach on something that can bring joy, bring happiness to other people. So it can also be something like that.
Okay, so now we have answered the question why you would want to start something like that. The next question is, how do you find a great idea?
I think the first question that we have to answer, or the first answer that we have to find in order to answer that question, is how does a good idea even look like? And I've heard something really nice in another podcast. It's a long time ago that I've heard that, but it just stayed with me, and I I'm still thinking about that, and I want to, yeah, want to talk about that. And it's like a Venn diagram. I don't know if you know that term. It's like intersecting circles. And it's about three questions that you can ask yourself. The first question is, what can you do well? The second question is, what do you enjoy doing? And the third question is, what would people pay for? And the thing is, if all those three aspects intersect, then you have a great idea. So I really like that definition in a business context. And I think we can stay with that and think about this area, those three questions, when we talk about great ideas. So the question was how to find a great idea. And I think we have those three questions. And in preparation of this podcast, we came up with the idea that you can start with either one of those questions and then ask yourself if you can get the other two questions into the equation as well. So you can, the two questions, the first two questions I said, they are about you. And the third question is about the market. So you can either start with yourself and ask yourself, what can you do well? What do you enjoy doing? Probably there's something you think about, or you can think about, you can come up with that meets both of those requirements. And then you can ask yourself how to get the market into that equation as well. And what could you produce? What could you create? What could you sell that other people would pay for? Or on the other hand, you could start with the market and ask yourself, what problem is out there? What solution would people pay for? And then you can ask yourself how to get yourself into that equation. And is there a way for you to create that solution that first of all creates the quality that is required and also brings you the joy by creating that, that you will enjoy doing that? And I think in my experience, what helps with that a lot is, I think, or maybe you think that too, it can be really difficult to sit down and think about those three questions and come up with something. It can be helpful to just do that in writing and to write those three questions down and gather ideas and just get everything down on paper, and then maybe you will find something that appears as answers to all three questions, and then you can work on that. In my experience, what works really well is to adopt this mindset of looking for answers for those questions in your everyday life. And then sooner or later, you will come up with different ideas. You will realize, for example, there is something that you enjoy doing, or you will realize there is something that you can do well. Or maybe you will just encounter something where you realize there is a problem that many people have, and if you could solve that, you could create a product that people would buy. So in my experience, it's really difficult to come up with something on the spot, but it can be just a new perspective on everyday life if you think about those three questions, and every now and then you will have some ideas, and sooner or later you will have an idea that meets this intersection, that answers all three questions. So my advice is, if you want to go into that direction as a business founder, and if you're thinking about that, then don't overthink about finding an idea, but just adopt this mindset of looking out for something in your everyday life, and then you will encounter that. And probably, once you have found something, it's a broad idea. So it's rather vague, and it has many ways to manifest itself. And then my advice is, if you have a broad idea, then you can look into the market, and maybe you will find a niche that that is the right one for you. Because we live in a world where so many problems have already been solved and many solutions are on the market. So maybe you have an idea where there are already some solutions, but not the perfect one is still missing, or for some specific variation of that problem, the solution is still missing. So if you have found that problem that you would like to solve, then you can look into the market and figure out what solutions are already there. And maybe you will find that specific variation of the problem that is not yet solved, and then you can focus on that. And lastly, we want to talk about how to get started once you have that idea. And I think a really good way to get started is either a pilot project or a feasibility study. And the way I think about it is that a feasibility study is a theoretical pilot project. So I will talk about that, what I mean with that. And I think a pilot project is just where you have a small version of your problem and of your solution, and you just go through the whole process once. Like you find a client or several clients, and then you offer them a specific product and you analyze what exactly they need, and then you will specify the product for them, for example, then you will sell it to them. And then once you're over with that, you can analyze how the process went, how much time you needed, what costs were there, also how much were they willing to pay, how much profit you could make with that. And then you can decide, is that the right thing, and how to go further with that, and how to find clients, how to find suppliers, everything like that. And the good thing about that is that for many ideas, you can do that without much of an investment. For example, you could find a client that is willing to pay in advance, or you have such a small version of your solution that it doesn't really cost anything, or maybe it's just a service and not really a product, so you can offer it for free. And then later on you can decide what would I want to get for that service, because you know what time did you need, what effort did you have to invest. Then you can decide what money would you ask for, and then you can really start looking for clients. But at first, pilot project, you can do something that you can do for free and where you don't have to invest any money in advance. And that's just a really nice way to get started, because you don't have to invest much. So you only have to invest your time, and I think we all can spare some of that. And maybe you have an idea where that's not really possible, if you have to make major investments. And what I recommend there is a feasibility study, where you, as I said, you make that whole process theoretically. So you rather calculate that through. Maybe you ask around some people, you ask potential clients, what would you pay for that? How would you like to have that? What would you need there? And then you can ask yourself, can you meet those requirements? And how could you do that? And then with this theoretical perspective, you will realize if that's possible or not for you. So Zimi, to wrap up everything we've talked about, do you want to give the prompt for this episode?
Yes, I can do that. So I want you to sit down and think about what are passions of yours, and just think about, if you could do anything, what would be the thing you want to earn your money with? And it's connected, mostly connected to passions and like desires. So just sit down and think about, if you would be absolutely free in choosing your job, what would it be? What would you do? And then you can go further and think about how to realize that. But I think it's a really cool way to think about the whole business aspect of it, because sometimes we have dreams and like, yeah, I would like to earn money with that or that, but you can do that. So yeah, sit down and think about that, and then you will find something.
Yes, as a final something, I want to add that for most of us, probably the topic of work is related to negative emotions, and it's a chore, it's something that we have to do in order to earn our money, but it's nothing we really enjoy. But I personally believe that for every person, there is something out there they can earn their money with and they can really enjoy doing. And it can be a business idea, it can also be just as an employee. Both can be true, both are necessary in our economy. But I think, especially if you are having a job right now that you don't really enjoy doing, then I think it can be really helpful for you to think about the questions that Simi has just given you. And maybe you will come up with a startup idea, maybe you will come up with just another job that will suit you better. And I'm sure you can find a work that you enjoy doing and that will fulfill you.
I want to add here that if you don't want to do it alone, I'm sure you have people around you who can help you with that, or who also are a little, yeah, just adventurous, and then put your heads together, look at what you as a group can do, and yeah, or your significant other or somebody else. But if you don't want to do it alone, or if you, yeah, just want somebody else with you, just search for somebody. There's somebody out there who can help you with it. And sometimes, or like in experience, doing stuff with others makes it a lot more fun. So just go for that and search your support system behind it, and then just go for it, because it will be amazing and fun.
Yes, thank you for that. So if you want to go the step to founding your own business, and maybe you just have legal questions about all of that, so you can look for free consultings, for example. I know that in Germany, where we live, there's a lot of that, where you can find support for how to find a business, how to do that, how to get everything right with the taxes and stuff like that. So there are free consultings for that. And if for your specific idea you need support for sales, for example, for an own website, for an own online shop, anything like that, then you don't have to hire expensive professionals for that. You can also, as Simi said, find a co-founder who is proficient in that area, and you can go about this adventure together. So I hope you take something with that. I hope you will find something that you enjoy doing, and we will meet again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.